You have a Bible tonight, you'll find our text in Luke's Gospel. Luke's Gospel. We thank the Lord for the privilege to be back in His house again tonight. I was thinking about the younger ones singing tonight. I was interested in who decides who gets the mics. I was fascinated by that. You know, I was thinking about as they were singing, Jesus loves me, this I know. One of my daughter-in-laws teaches at a very large Christian school, about 1,500 students down in Savannah. I was thinking about us sending missionaries to the mission field. She took 10 of her girls the other day over to the church to pray during their quiet time, and she said, let's sing some songs before we pray. And they didn't really know any to speak of, and she said, well, we'll just sing Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. She had 10 with her. These are girls that were raised in America, and 6 of them had never sung Jesus Loves Me, This I Know in all their life. You won't have to go far to find somebody that's never heard. And you could be the one that could tell them. Jesus does love, because the Bible tells us so. We're in Luke's Gospel tonight, chapter number 9. We want to continue our thoughts on the face of Christ, His many faces. Face to face, what shall it be? Remembering Shunammite Gale studying the face of Solomon, her a picture of the bride, he a picture of Christ. After she had studied all about his face, her conclusion was that he's altogether lovely. And so we began to preach this morning on face to face. My, what a face. We look this morning at the revealed face of Christ. Tonight I want to bring to our attention the resolved face of Christ. In Luke chapter number 9, beginning to read at verse 51. And it came to pass when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. I would remind you that He is the all-knowing God. He knows exactly what the road to Jerusalem will hold. He knows what's going to happen there, down to the very minutest details. But He has set His face, and He sent messengers before His face, and they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for Him. They did not receive him because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. Set face. The psalmist speaking prophetically tonight said that his heart was fixed. Face set, speaking of the outward appearance. The heart fixed, speaking of the inward man. The Bible speaks of the heart as a man thinketh in his heart. All of his thoughts are upon what he must do in Jerusalem. The Bible says, let not your heart be troubled. All of his emotions, all of his feelings fixed on Jerusalem. As a man purposeth in his heart, all of his doings are set, fixed on what he must do in Jerusalem. A resolute course. Oh, how many today change the direction of their steadfastness and faithfulness? They vacillate, faithful dependence. One day they're up, whoa, ain't God good. Next day, pray for me on how I'm going to make it. up, down. He knows exactly what the future holds. He knows it all. Yet, his heart is fixed. His face is set. He knows exactly what's going to happen to you and I, down to the minutest details. Well, what does he want me to do? Set your face.
Yes, sir.
Fix your heart.
Amen.
All is well.
Amen.
How come? My, what a face we're going to see when this is over. I notice if you have the Bible here in chapter number 9 that Jesus knowed that the road held grief. The grief of reception. Bible tells us in verse 53, and they did not receive. How come? Why in the world would they not want that lovely face? Because it was set. Do not think for a moment the world's going to applaud you if you fix your heart and set your face towards following God. It's not going to happen. They may pat you on the back. It'll only be to clear a spot to put another knife. You listening to me tonight? Not only did he know the grief of reception, but he knowed the grief of reversal. Mark tells us in Mark chapter number 11, they got palm branches out when he comes riding in. They're singing Hosanna to the King. And a few days later in Mark 15, this same crowd said, crucify him, crucify him. Oh, one of the best things for a fickle heart tonight and up, down emotions and thoughts. Fix your heart on him. Set your face upon him and him alone.
Yeah,
I notice if you have the Bible tonight in Mark's Gospel chapter number 14. Not only did he know of the grief of reception, and the grief of reversal, but he knew of the grief of rejection. The Bible tells us in Mark 14 and verse number 50, and they, what? I tell you what, preacher, if I'd have been there, I'd have stuck with him. Sure enough, they didn't.
They
all, I did not know if you'd see that word, and I thought it underlined it for you. They all forsook him. How come they didn't follow him?
Right. Yes. Amen. Yeah, right. Amen.
Got it set. The Bible says in verse 54, Peter followed him afar off. Here's his bosom buddy, the threesome, three musketeers. He's way in the back. Can't find him. Friends rejected him. Hey, don't think your friends are going to applaud you if you set your face and fix your heart towards God.
Yes. Yes.
I notice in Mark's Gospel, chapter number 3, not only was he rejected by his friends, Mark chapter 3 tells us his family rejected him. Mark 3:21, and when his friends heard of it, they went out to say, to lay hold on him, for they said, he is beside himself. He's cuckoo.
Yeah.
Verse 31, the Bible says, there came then his brethren and his mother. She said, we'll take him home and see if we can help him. She thought he was cuckoo too. His own mama. Because she said, go in there and tell him we're out here. He said in verse 35, but whosoever shall do the will of the God, the same as my brother, my sister, and my mama. How come they thought he was cuckoo? He's got that face set. And if they don't think you're cuckoo, it's because your heart is not fixed and your face is not set. My heart is fixed. I have caught a glimpse of the one that I would have to say, my, what a face tonight.
Yes, sir.
I notice not only did Jesus know that the road hold grief, your road will hold grief tonight. He has already planned it. The only thing that will get you through it is a set face and a fixed heart. I notice in Luke's gospel, chapter number 22, Jesus knew that the road not only held grief, but the road held Gethsemane. That little word Gethsemane, we get our word wine press from it. You can rest assured there will be a Gethsemane in your life. Notice the obstacle of Gethsemane. Verse 41, and he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast and kneeled down and prayed. What in the world is he praying for? It helps you to set your face, fix your heart. Will it change the situation? Didn't change his. Prayer will not often change your situation at all, but it'll always change you. It'll keep your face set and your heart fixed. Saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this, what? Cup. I've often wondered, and I don't know, I'll ask Jesus when I see him, I wonder if this was the beginning of him taking my sin upon himself and becoming sin for me. Because he will deal with the greatest obstacle that man will ever deal with. Verse 42, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will. Oh, we always want our way. I hear people all the time on social media arguing about the free will of man. I want my free will. Well, Jesus set his aside. Well, how come he did that? Got his face set and his heart fixed. You don't need your will if you do that. Not my will, but thine be done. Death to self. Maintaining a continual yes predisposition to all that God would ask for. When he called Abraham's name out there on Mount Moriah, Abraham, Abraham, he said, here am I, Lord. Yes, Lord. He haven't even told him what to do. Yes, Lord. You'll never have a predisposition to say yes to everything unless in your face is set and your heart is fixed. What an exchange. My sin for his righteousness. My hell for his heaven. His life for my death. Where sin abounded, grace does always much more abound. I notice in setting this face and fixing this heart, Bible, you'd almost think God wrote the Bible that he would mention prayer five times in this text. He mentions it in verse 40, verse 41, verse 44, verse 45, verse 46. Five is the number of grace. When Satan begins to oppress us and try to take our face off of following Jesus and our heart being fixed upon him, what can I do, preacher? Pray! Pray. Seek the Lord. Well, what am I going to seek? Seek his face. My, what a face is his to seek. The obstacles of Gethsemane. But I see the oppression of Gethsemane. Says in verse number 44, and being in agony, he took three ibuprofen. Doesn't even say that in the Living Bible. Here, the God-man is being oppressed. What does he do? He prayed the more earnestly. And his sweat is it were great drops of blood falling to the ground. He's praying. Pressure is coming up on him. He knew what Gethsemane held. Blood is coming out of his pores. What is he doing? He continues to pray. Oh, Satan wants to take your face and being set, your heart being fixed. And he prays. I was wondering tonight, not being nosy, God forbid I'd stick my nose in your business. Would you consider tonight that you are one who has a set face and a fixed heart? Because if you don't, I'd get in this altar before I finish preaching tonight. Yes. Yes. Set your face. Yes. Fix your heart. Because grief and Gethsemane are on the way to your house. Yes. Yes. Are you listening to me? They will come suddenly and without any warning. There will be no time to fix the face and set the heart. It will not have any time. He knew of the oppression, the obstacles, but he knew of being overwhelmed by Gethsemane. Verse 47, and while he yet spake, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them and drew near. He already knew this kiss was coming. He could almost feel it on his cheek. And yet, his face is set. His heart is fixed. He knows in verse 54, and then they took him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. The wine press of oppression comes and Satan begins to press in on us with our Gethsemane. Make sure long before that happens, while you're having the good times and things are going well, make sure your face is set and your heart is fixed. All of your thoughts, all of your emotions and feelings, all of your doings are fixed on him. Notice in John chapter number 19 tonight, if you have the Bible, not only did Jesus know that the road held grief, Gethsemane, Jesus knew that the road held Golgotha. There will be a Golgotha for you. There'll be a Golgotha for me. There'll be a cross for us to bear. I notice that this Golgotha, he knew full well that he would be scourged. The Bible says in verse 1, then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. Cat of nine tails, 39 lashes, save one. Opened his backside completely up. All of his back body parts, kidneys and everything probably visible to the human eye. He knowed that was coming. It was in the plan. He had planned it by the foreknowledge and determinate counsel of God. He knowed it was coming. He knowed when it was coming. Yes. But yet, his face was set. His heart was fixed. He knew that Golgotha held shame for him. Bible says in John 19 and verse 23, then the soldiers, when they had crucified, took his garments, plural. I know the little picture in the Louvre has a little loincloth over the bottom of his body, but it's a lie. He is hanging there now naked before his own mama. He knew this was coming. He knew when it was coming. And now he hangs naked before the world. And his face is set. And his heart is fixed. If his father required that of him, how much more does he require of us when our Golgothas come and life scourges us and shames us? How can we do less than set our face upon the lovely face of Christ? My, what a face to set our face upon. He knew that Golgotha not only hold a scourge, shame, but it would hold a sacrifice. Chapter 19, verse 16, then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. He knew full well that it would hold nails in his hands and his feet, sword in his side. But yet he has fixed his face. He has set his heart. I'll ask you again tonight. Are you one tonight that has a face that is set? Doesn't matter if my wife serves God, my husband serves God, or all my kids and my grandchildren go to hell. I'm going to set my face. I'm going to fix my heart and follow Jesus until I see him face to face. Not only did he know that it held grief in Gethsemane and Golgotha, but he knowed the road held a grave. And could I remind you tonight, if Jesus doesn't come back, I don't care if you take all your little vitamins, you take all your little herbs, and you walk around the block until you're dizzy. You still gonna die. I've got good news for all of you. You terminal. So if the doctor tells you this week he has examined you and you're terminal, now you can laugh at him and say, oh, doc, I've been knowing that for a long time. He knowed full well that the road hold a grave for him. Right. I notice in chapter number 19 and verse number 30, the conflicts of the grave. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head. Most people do not die with their head bowed. They mostly will die trying to grasp for another breath. Everybody I've sat with, my daddy and grandma included, they were trying to suck another breath. Not him. Bowed his head. Matter of fact, says he gave up the ghost. That little word ghost there is a little word for breath. He told his lungs they could quit breathing. I don't know about you. If anybody has that ability, I want to set my face on them. I want to fix my heart on them because they could probably keep me breathing forever. Because that ghost, that breath that was inside of him, come and got inside of me. And now I'm never going to quit breathing. He knew of the coldness of this grave. The Bible says in verse 38, and after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate, may take away the body of Jesus. Pilate gave him leave, and he came therefore and took the body of Jesus. They took his body and wound it in linen clothes and put it in an empty grave, an empty cave. He's going to lay in the darkness there for 3 days. Coldness of the grave. I don't know how long you might have to lay in the grave, but you can rest assured your never dying soul will be in the presence of Jesus. Huh? Who gives a flip about a dirt bag? He knew of the condescension of the grave. Ephesians 4 says that he descended into the lower parts of the earth. Seems as though some believe that he is going to go to hell. Speak to the captives down there. Release those who are in paradise. He's going to enlarge hell. Because he himself says, you know, religion says today most everybody goes to heaven, only a few people go to hell, just them bad ones. When it's clear that he says most everybody's going to hell and there's only a few people going to heaven. That's what he said. He said, broad is the way that leads to destruction, and most will err therein. For narrow is the way that leads to life, and only a few will enter therein. That's what he said. So he's gone down there to tell them, said, hey, we're going to enlarge this place because there's more coming. He's got his face set. He's got his heart fixed. He knew that the road held grief in Gethsemane and Golgotha. You've got the Bible there, John 17. But this is how he went through it all. This is how you and I will be able to get through our grief, our Gethsemane, our Golgotha, our grave, is because he knew that the road held glory. Face to face, my, what a face. He says in John 17, verse number 24, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold. My, what a face. They can behold my glory. Oh, gracious. Which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Glory made the resolve, the fixed face, the fixed heart and the set face made it all worth it all, and it will make it worth it all for us to keep our face set and our heart fixed. I love what the songwriter said. He says, I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delights, things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. Old Graham Scoggie, preaching at the great Keswick Convention years ago, he said, God has never, ever promised you smooth sailing. Never! Never. If you've had a good day, you ought to be shouting. He never promised you a single good day. But old Graham Scoggie said he did promise you a safe landing. Face to face. My, what a face. Glory. Make Gethsemane and grief and Golgotha and the grave worth it all. Glory land is not so far away, and we'll reach it some glad day. Heaven's home is now my final goal, there to live while ages roll. My face is set, my heart is fixed. I love the way old Sidney Coble put it. Let the winds of sorrow blow. Let the good times come and go. My heart is fixed, O God. I will sing and give you praise. Evil men shall bring no fear, for I know my Lord is near. My heart is fixed. I will trust the Lord. Thou hast made mine eyes to see all the blessings given to me. My heart is fixed, O God. I will sing and give you praise. In thy word I will abide. It has been my shield and my guide. My heart is fixed. I will trust in thee. My heart is fixed. I shall not waver. My heart is fixed on Christ the Savior. His praises I will sing. Let all the earth with anthems ring. My heart is fixed. I We'll praise the Lord. I asked you again, would you consider tonight yourself to have a set face and a fixed heart? Do remember, this thing will end in glory. When we see Him, we'll say, my, what a face, preacher.